Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Saturday, January 10th, 2015. It's my great pleasure today to have Lee Patrick Hanks on the show. Lee has been a health coach, a holistic health consultant for 35 years. He's been investigating this field, and he has a team of people that he works with, and it's a team effort with the consulting that he does. And I'm going to be bringing him in now. Lee, are you there?
I sure am. Thank you for having me on the show, Christopher. It's a wonderful beginning for the new year. It's been a couple years since I've done interviews because I've been in such a deep investigation and working through a lot of these very interesting body issues and ailments that people have been dealing with, especially over this last year and a half, 2 years. And we've discovered some very exciting new possibilities for people to get healthy and to take a look at the body wellness from a whole different perspective, which I know you've been involved with for many years. So it's really a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I'm grateful for having you on. Your experience is very eclectic and in-depth, profound in many regards. I'm always looking at these different holistic perspectives for like different ways of looking at the holographic universe, you know, like there's all these different windows into the same holy whole. And I'm fascinated with some of the different perspectives, modalities, bioenergetic medicine, other things you're doing. And specifically, what you've been doing recently, what have you been seeing with different clients that come to you the last several months? What are you seeing in the field?
You know, I think that's a great question, and it seems to be across the board for so many of the people that that have been calling us and asking for help and reaching out for, looking for answers to their health questions, what's going on with their body, why are they feeling certain ways, and, you know, what we're seeing a lot of in the body issues, for instance, before I go into the bioelectric or bioenergetic aspect of it, because that's the bigger aspect of how it's being played out here in this planet that we're living on right now. And that's a whole part of the discussion maybe we can get into after we go through this. But
yeah,
I think most people are dealing right now with obviously digestion issues due to stressors in their life, diets, poor eating habits. You know, our food chain is getting compromised more by the day and week and month. So we've got a lot of issues going on there. I think the other big thing is sleep issues. People are having a real hard time with their sleep nowadays because of not only their own stressors and things that are happening to them, but we're getting a lot of very energetic infusions beyond our planet from the sun and photon energy and things that I've talked about in the bioelectrics and the bioenergetics is how it affects every single thing on this planet, including people, plants, and animals, and nature itself. So you know, we're living in this very complex reality right now. And then the third thing that really seems to knock people out a lot is their fatigue, which is obviously created from the stressors that they're dealing with. And then that starts to, again, as you know so well, because you've been a practitioner, then that starts affecting the immune system.
Yep.
And then you start seeing thyroid, parathyroid, adrenal issues popping up. And then, of course, that starts triggering liver issues and your digestion. And if you've had toxicity that's been building up in your body for any length of time or for a long time, all of these things start affecting the very key master gland, the thyroid, which we seem to have more people coming to us with thyroid than ever before. And it seems to be almost an epidemic in this country. In fact, Dr. Brownstein out of Michigan, who is probably one of the leading authorities in thyroid right now, who's also a practitioner in the nature that we are, we're alternative in that regard, he's saying it's probably 80 to 100 million people are being affected by thyroid issues right now, men, women, and children. So So this is where we seem to be having to look at with people. And then, of course, the bioelectrical disturbances that are taking place that are affecting people in their bodies, such as headaches, joint pain, heart skips and flutters.
Do you mean like from cell phones and electrical grid cell towers and this kind of stuff?
It can be EMF, yes, radiation. EMF. It can be from the solar flares that we have been experiencing almost on a weekly basis that are coming from our sun that are definitely affecting the geomagnetics of this planet, the North and South Pole, and we're having a lot of solar storms that are coming in that are, you know, charges every particle on this planet and everything on it, including us. So, yeah, what I'm trying to educate and get people to understand is a little different perspective on how to look at your body and also to look at how you can stay well and find some happiness in this crazy world that we're living in. And so we try to educate as a team approach to explain to people that the first thing you got to look at is your habits and finding out where your stresses are in your life and some of the physical and biochemical things that can be changed fairly quick to start getting results so that people can get the idea that they do have control of their own health if they're willing to put some interest and some attention to it and then change some of their habits and their disciplines. And, you know, I'll tell you, one thing that happens, Christopher, we usually get the people that have been suffering a long time and have been completely upset or completely distraught with the traditional medicine or even some of the alternative techniques that seem to work on a certain level, but they're still not getting to the causation. So that's where the team approach comes in and where I've asked several of my colleagues to come along and when we have people that have called us that have had these really challenging issues, you know, from multiple possibilities, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, chronic fatigue, thyroid issues, digestion issues, candida, you know, all the classic things, adrenal fatigue and burnout. There is a way systematically and some very simple approaches to start changing your environment. You've got to change your body chemistry environment.
Yeah.
And then you can also be dealing with the outside influences that are sort of giving us the invitation, if you can see it that way. And this is part of what we try to get people to understand is that if your body's telling you something, that it's out of balance, you got challenges, you got pain, you got discomfort, you got whatever issues that are going on, instead of, you know, avoiding it or throwing some meds into the idea of just fixing it with a placebo or you know, treating the effect, as you know so well, too, it's time to investigate what's going on here because I believe that we're sitting on this planet right now with the opportunity to expand into an awareness and a tremendous change for a very high valuation, high positivity for all of us if we can see it that way. But a lot of people get hooked into the emotions and the misunderstandings and the psychology, and they miss what the body's trying to tell them, which is your first indicator. You know, I say to people a lot that your best guru you can have on this planet right now is your body.
Oh, I've been looking at, you know, the spectrum of maladies and over the years too, and I concur that the digestion thing is really huge, and it's really become a much larger issue, I think, with the saturation of so many of our foods with the GMOs, which can just tear up the guts. I mean, they were designed to tear up the guts of insects, and that's why they were planted inside. And this leaky bowel syndrome is not getting a lot of attention, but the people that are really studying it are just really alarmist about these GMOs and how they're causing this leaky bowel syndrome, perforating, you know, tearing up the guts of the colon, which causes, you know, all these toxic genetic poisons and migration of, you know, bacteria and all kinds of stuff from the guts to get into the bloodstream and poison every cell in the body. And, of course, that's going to whack the immune system, like, you know, big time. And all the other fatigue and stress and of course, I'm hearing a lot of people, you know, having the the sleep issues with the cold sweats, the hot, and all kinds of sleep issues. You're right there, and I really believe a lot of that is again energetic shift of the quantum field that we're all, you know, the ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. You know, it's just an energy field, and it's going through, you know, massive fluxes. For different reasons that we don't get in mainstream media a lot. You know, I read different perspectives on this, and I understand that, you know, the ultradian rhythms, the circadian rhythms, you know, the rhythms of the energetics of digestion in the body, it can get all whopper-jawed with just this electromagnetic flux that's going on. And of course, you add that to that mix, the ELF pollution, which never used to be an issue, but now with all the cell phone towers all over, some people, and it's not everyone, but some people are more sensitive. It's just like some people are more sensitive with one metabolic type to certain foods that for one person is a food, and for another person with another metabolic type will be virtually a poison. And it's the same thing with energetics. Some people can thrive with a certain level of energetics and ELF, and other people, you know, I remember 10 years ago for some people that was a huge issue. Now it's just a lot more people. And I think a lot of the fatigue and stress that a lot of people feel who've got their head to a cell phone all the time, I don't know how you could separate it, you know.
Yeah, no, I think those are all valid points, and we're certainly seeing it here. We live in Mount Shasta, California, Northern California, and we've had many people. That's a small community, and they've been trying to put up more cell towers here, and the community and the people said no, because we have absolute evidence to show that this is affecting people that are extremely sensitive, and we live in a very sensitive environment, Mount Shasta. It's one of those energetic portals on the planet that's... you know, it takes in more and beams out more. So, you know, we're kind of in a zero-point field, but it's very active here. So your sensitivity levels can be very much affected. And I've worked with a lot of people in town and seen all kinds of different issues that you're describing. But, you know, what we try to get people to understand, and I know this has been part of your vigil and as a health professional and trying to get people to get educated about these things, that the stronger you can get your body in order and the more balance you can find to it, no matter what's going on externally, that you can ride through these storms and through these changes with little or no effect. But you have to be mindful and you have to have awareness so that you're willing to adjust and adapt to whatever's happening in any one given day. Because nowadays, one day you feel great and the next day you feel like you're going to die or you feel like you've got, you know, chronic depression. The swings are getting wilder with everybody that we've talked to and people that call me and say, I don't know what's happening. I mean, that's the one word I hear from one question. People say, what's going on? I don't understand. My body's going through these things. I thought I was healthy, and all of a sudden I have these challenges and that challenges. And there are some things that are very obvious that we've now seen over and over and over after doing a lot of these evaluations of people to just see where they are and what's going on with their bodies, mm-hmm. is that there's a couple components that seem to be missing in most people that they're not addressing. One of them is mineral deficiency. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Most people are mineral deficient and they're potassium deficient.
They're demineralized from stress.
Mineralized, because you know your body needs more minerals when you have higher stress levels. The body's more active. The adrenals are firing. Your whole endocrine system's, you know, all flared up. And then, of course, if you don't have the right proper amount of minerals, then it starts throwing off your digestion. It starts throwing off the ability for the stomach to be able to produce the acids to break down the foods when they come in there. And then that is where it starts affecting the liver, and then that is, you know, it's a cycle. It's like this circle of events that if one thing gets off, then it starts this whole cascading effect. And we've seen this with most people. Mineral deficiency, potassium deficiency, heavy metals or toxicity in the system. And, of course, the other one, which is huge, is emotions. And as we know, emotions, with everything I learned from all my teachers and my original teachers from the East and studying the Eastern philosophies and understanding body science, emotions affect most everything in terms of health. So And I,
are you talking about negative emotions in general or versus...
Just all over the board, you know, emotions that are identified or attached to events or people or situations or the news. It's this misunderstanding about turning inward to finding your peace instead of looking out in the world to search for the answers, more or less, you know, by going to one thing or to the next, or, you know, looking for the bliss when, in fact, it comes from the inside. And
well, I tell some people kind of, that just to turn off the boob tube because the fear matrix is just so incessant that a person can just, you know, they can just go into... It can do a whole inversion of their energies, or subversion, or perversion, or whatever. I mean, it just has it can have a really negative effect. And media fasting is something I recommend for different.
No,
people.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. In fact, we don't have a TV in our house, and many of my friends don't have TVs.
Yeah.
It's something that does not serve your consciousness. It does not serve your awareness, and it certainly will keep you in a state of
anxiety,
not laziness, sloth, laziness, anxiety, inactivity. Which, you know, the body was built to move and to move around, exercise, walk, get out in nature. You know, all the good things that we knew as kids, mostly.
Yeah.
And our world has gotten so complex, and there's been so much media, and it's so easy to get sucked into that, too. So, you know, it's developing good habits and developing good disciplines. And you know, when people have dealt with some pretty severe issues that we have had supported them with, they have to change their habits. They have to be willing to change some things. And, you know, it's either do you want to suffer more or do you want to change some things and maybe find something different about what's possible in life? And so we try to, from a psychological or spiritual standpoint, this is something I did for many years. That's a lot of my training came through the understanding of that, from the Eastern and Western psychologies and understanding of bioelectricity and how it affects the body and the mind and the biochemistry. Good habits, discipline, and understanding, clear understanding, is the first prescription for good health.
Yeah, when you know better, you're going to do better. And, of course, what a lot of people are trying to do to keep up with the information overload is that they get into what I call a beta brain, you know, where they're just... Their consciousness is just always multitasking and going, you know, at a high speed, and processing information at a rate that they've now found in studies that information overload can be just as deleterious to the health of the body as sensory deprivation, you know, like going through a sensory deprivation tank, you know, like in a prison for. I mean, it's just information overload, and again, there's a stress factor, but it actually shuts down cognitive function after a while, or it impairs it. It has a real negative effect. I wanted to go back to when you were talking about demineralization. You know, what people can do for that, what you recommend over the years, of course. My concern has been with my thyroid, you know, and my energy and hypoglycemic in my youth, so to speak. And I found that a good source of minerals for me was kelp supplements. It's got, of course, feeds the thyroid, and it's got lots of minerals. What do you do as a general rule when people are, when they're, you know, you say it's one of the first things you do is look at your potassium and your minerals. And of course, we know about bananas for potassium, but...
Yeah, now a lot of the foods that we are ingesting right now, you know, we know now basically from all the research that what we had as minerals and vitamins in the food from 10, 15, 20 years ago were about 40% of what we used to have in our soils. And we're seeing this more and more where even if you're eating organic foods, live foods, that because of the rate of production and the turning over of crops and things and, you know, even the organic farms that are a lot of them are very conscious of this, but we also have these environmental toxins that are affecting the soils, and that's something you can't stop even if you have an organic farm. And again, that goes back to chemtrails, that goes back to the radiation that's flooding in the planet right now from all the crazy things that are going on with Fukushima. We're seeing all kinds of levels that are raising in the oceans from all these strange, bizarre things that are going on. So the food chain is not what it used to be, and that's one of the biggest concerns that we have to be really aware of if we're going to try, especially with someone who's in crisis or has chronic or severe, you know, challenges, diseases, or discomfort. So I've been working and using a product for many, many years with a brilliant doctor out of Texas that has formulated this very specific mineral product that comes and is used with the ability to ingest it, with fulvic acid being the base of the activation, so that when the minerals go into your system and you drink it, instead of it going in and digesting it like we would do with typical capsules and other things, this literally within 30 seconds to a minute starts going up into your system. And when people are severely depleted, we put them on this liquid minerals immediately, and it's got 72 of the basic and most important trace minerals you can have. I had a client here 2 days ago, been on thyroid medications for many years, had hepatitis 3, several other issues, and we couldn't sleep, had a hard time sleeping, had to take all kinds of other things. And so, you know, I just, you know, part of the investigation with each person individually is to have them get an evaluation. We just have them do this 11-page evaluation. And then we can see where they're missing things and where the possibilities are that we can start working on immediately. So it's sort of a beginning stage. Minerals and potassium are, like I said, most everyone's deficient. I don't care how good your diet is and how much you've been doing.
Yeah.
So you can find out very quickly by putting these minerals in your system after a day or two to feel a difference and start feeling the endocrine system working better, the adrenal, thyroid. And it also helps with this bioelectric onslaught that we're having coming into the planet, because
minerals are like electrolytes. And
it's
minerals,
the key.
Yeah, they're a key part of the energy physical connection.
Carriers. Yeah,
yeah.
They help with the ability for your body to carry and hold electricity, and it's, you know, it's got to go along the synapses and neurons and feed to all the different meridians and bioelectrical field in your body. And if your minerals are low, then it's like, you know, you're using trying to do a 120 and you've only got 20 amps or wattages going through your system, so everything slows down and then everything starts getting slow and deficient, and then you start having blowouts if it becomes severe. And can you imagine people that have been doing this and living this way for 10, 20, 30 years, and then they wonder why they have all these severe diseases showing up,
everything
like heart
else
disease.
Everything else breaks down because they're bioenergetics on a very core level. I mean, they're demineralized. I was going to ask, if someone wants to you know, work with you, contact you with your practice, and would you send them the 11-page questionnaire, and you basically go through this preliminary orientation to these basic issues? You can just do that. You can do that pretty much remotely and over the phone, can't you?
We do. In fact, that's probably 95% of people that I work with are from all over the world, and we made it really easy. We've developed a brand new website. It's called remodelingyourhealth.com. It's a really easy one to name and remember. You go on there, and you can go and see the evaluation, which is a top tab, and it'll take you into that page to explain to you basically what's involved with the process. And then you can download the evaluation right there off your computer. You can fill it out and send it back as a PDF. You don't even have to print it out. If you want, I suggest people print it out so that they have a copy for themselves, as well as when I get it, I have a copy for our records. And then we look at it. It's very thorough. There's 180 questions in there. And then also on our website, you've got a tab at the top that says, and also on the side and in different areas in the front page, it says free test that you can take. And we've made this really simple because I know, and I'm sure you've known over the years, when you start telling people about the biochemistry and a lot of the complications of what the body is made up of, their eyes start rolling, or they can't get it. And I was like that for years. I mean, it was information overload. So what we try to do is make it really simple and step by step for people. So if they want to find out, first of all, if you're potassium deficient, you go click on under our tests and click on potassium. And there's like about 30 different possibilities of why or how you can be potassium deficient that have to do with the body. Well, you just mark them down. If you've got three or more, guess what? You're probably potassium deficient. And then if you go to the magnesium, same thing. You can also go and check out what's going on with your bowels and your intestinal tract. If you've got candida, we're adding more tests as we go along, checking for your stool to find out if you got leaky gut. How's your digestion working? We made it really easy for people. A lot of this is free, so that if you're really interested in investigating your health, and if you find out that you've got some of these things and you have no way to know what to do or how to do it, that's where we offer then going into a full-fledged evaluation. You fill it out, you send it to us. It's $150, and I give them a 90-minute consultation. If it's a complex case with somebody who's dealing with some severe issues, I'll take it to our team, and we'll go over it together. And our team is part of our team. We have a biochemist. We have a parasitologist. We have a certified nutritional counselor. We've got a blood analysis person, and basically I'm kind of the one that kind of pulls it all together and then leads the way for the investigation with people so that they have a chance to find out answers to some of the very discouraging results that they've been getting from other things. And that's how we do it. And we make it really efficient for people. And then once we decide on a program, if there is something that's necessary, sometimes it's very simple. And it's just a few things that are lacking, like minerals. Other times, if there's some, you know, severe issues of cancer or heart disease or diabetes, then you've got to look at several systems, because usually it's not just one, not just the endocrine system. It can be the liver, it can be the gut, as you know, it can be the metals. So you have to look at all of these things. And this is what we try to map out for people. And then we give them some suggestions on how they might go about clearing these things up and finding some balance back in their body. That's what we do.
I've gone to your website. I really like the short video that you have where you introduce, you know, the website. It's a video there at the top middle of your website and the four basic things that you're doing. And it's a good orientation. That gives it a real good short overview of what you're doing with your website. And so that's at www.remodelingyourhealth.com. And I wanted to go into some other dimensions of this. One was I saw on your website that you have the Prescriptis, which is the soil-based organism probiotic that I've done a lot of research and followed over the last several years. I think it's good to know, you know, for people that are listening that quite often they say that 80% of your immune system is directly or indirectly related to the colon, and I've heard 70%, 80%. But a major part of the immune system goes back to the colon, and there's been a lot of interest in probiotics. And, of course, on television they recommend the probiotics in yogurt, which is...
sugar and sugar,
just like a token, not a probiotics, but I mean it's the concept of prebiotics that feed the good bacteria and probiotics that you know, create a culture in your colon that's important. I recently, and I wanted to get this video up on the website to reference, but I didn't get it up on the article that I put up on the website. But recently I read this article on the microbiome, in other words, the biological terrain of the body, and how there's about 10 trillion animal cells in the body, but there's 100 trillion microbiological you know, fungus, bacteria, viruses, a whole ecology, an entire ecology. There's 10 times more microbiota, you know, other cells besides, you know, our body's animal cells, that the body, you know, on a microscopic level going on. And that the colon interfaces with that, you know, what goes through the colon and is digested will go through the colon wall, the membranes, and go through the blood and go through the whole system, you know, the capillaries, you know, 60,000 miles of capillaries in the body, most of them finer than a pinhead. And they circulate through the whole body, and they feed everything, including 10 times more of the micro, microbes than the human cells. And I reference this because it's such a huge thing to understand that dysbiosis in the colon, indigestion, dysbiosis, poor food combining, toxic genetic poisons from junk food or whatever, it actually basically permeates through the body to feed the toxic genetic poison, creates an environment in which pathological microbes thrive.
Yeah, that's when the good bugs get taken over by the bad bugs.
That's right. That's right.
And it becomes a civil war.
Within
the body.
Classic civil war, and everyone's got that going on. The whole immune system keeps those checks and balances going. But what happens is when a person's whacking their immune system by, compulsive eating or just, eating just too much of the wrong stuff, digging your grave with your teeth kind of a thing. And it goes on, of course, I've heard the statistic that 97.5% of healthcare is actually self-care. But people do it to themselves. they instead of self-care, they get into the self-abuse, and then, of course, rather than take responsibility for the health, then they go and take a drug or get a drug to suppress the symptoms, which compounds the problem. Drives the symptoms back into the body. And I learned, naturopathic and homeopathic. This was Health 101. They used to do in hospitals. When you went into a hospital and the candy stripers gave you an enema, that was standard operating procedure in all hospitals, because it was understood.
Well, that's probably not a bad technique to use back then.
No,
clear the intestinal tract and find out what's going on underneath all of that.
Well, the whole idea was that if you're going to heal, you got to clean up the colon first. Because you got to make sure the colon's free and cleared, and we're going to get you some good food now. Was the idea? Of course, hospital food now is kind of an oxymoron as far as the word food goes.
But one of the things I wanted to follow through with what you said, and everything you said is absolutely spot on. I'm glad you threw out the statistics and made it easier for me. But what also is a mind-boggling statistic is that traditional medicine and their ability to diagnose disease or illness, sure, they can tell you you've got cancer because of the markers and things or the cells and this, but as far as trying to heal or to, instead of cut and throwing medications at the person and just basically dealing with the effects, the accuracy rate, the latest information that just came out with two scientific studies, is that hospitals basically have about a 6% accuracy rate as far as actually going to the causes of the diseases, which is kind of scary when you think about it. And you wonder why the system is the way it is. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about the system tonight because we're so far down the road from that. And the system is now having to start changing because so many doctors and professionals that have been in the system are realizing that the way that they've been operating and doing medicine is not working. Exactly. And they're starting to finally see it from after, me starting out with this in the 70s and seeing some of the very pioneering people coming in like Linus Pauling and Adele Davis and Paavo Arola and, and Buckminster Fuller back when my days, these were people that started to say, hey, we got to look at medicine and health and healing here in a whole different way in this country. And my teacher from the East was one of the first proponents to bring in this understanding that the body is such an extraordinary
healing machine.
Incredible machine of healing. It basically can heal anything if you give it a chance.
If you give it what it needs.
If you just get the right understanding, it'll do everything that you could never even think of understanding how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the absurdity of this. It is. It's an extraordinary. I mean, I've been to death and back twice in this body, and my body has come through so many incredible things. That's how I got involved with this. It forced me to get underneath the causes of why I was having such... I had huge heart issues. I had huge digestion issues. And I had a tremendous amount of stress traveling around trying to get this stuff out to the world back in the 80s and 90s and being told I was crazy, and other things that were going on in my life that were really bizarre, but we won't talk about that tonight. Got me into the understanding of the bioelectrics of the body and how we have several layers of the body, and that if you don't deal with all of them, you don't understand it, or at least have an awareness that we are not just a bunch of plasma, that we have an incredibly complex, multi-layered system here.
I want to go into that, the bioelectric body.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I want to finish up the rest of the show on that, but I wanted to go back for a moment to this understanding of everyone has a different constitution, and when I was an iridologist, I had an iridology camera, you know, with my second holistic health center back in the 80s, you could see the constitution in different people. And, of course, people that have really strong constitutions, they can really abuse themselves and get away with it. And until, like oak... Like the oak, the body will snap like oak. But pine, you know, will flex. It's like a weaker constitution. I learned that I have a weaker constitution like that. And I can't abuse myself, or I get the, you know, backlash immediately. The body lets me know that, you know, you can't eat this food combination, or you can't do this kind of stuff. And so the constitutional thing is a huge factor. You know, what some people can do, other people just can't do. And of course, each body is unique in that regard.
And, it sure is.
Yeah, and I mentioned that is because I learned at an early age. I actually got into holistic healing. I developed a natural food store, an eatery, and I became a herbalist and a clinical nutritionist in that store, basically to learn about, you know, how to take care of my body,
right,
you know, for myself.
Right. Well, sure. I think a lot of practitioners, that's how we got into this, because we all had to do it for ourselves, and we were not going to let traditional medicine just wasn't giving us the answers, so we kept diving in deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, and well, I had a constitution that I needed to, and so that was the way I did it. I figured, what the heck, I'll have a job, you know, make an income that where I'm getting an education on how to take care of myself. You know?
Right.
And it's a
lifelong pursuit too. There's the never ending learning. We're learning stuff by the day, and now with the internet and what's available from tremendous amount
amazing.
Of people that are dedicated to alternative health worldwide, not just in this country, because we're kind of newbies at this compared to Germany and some of the European countries, and of course Asia, India, and China. My gosh, they've been doing this for thousands of years.
The whole acupuncture, bioenergetic systems of the body. It's just, from the very beginning, childbirth. I mean, the Chinese, you know, anciently, just as they developed the acupuncture, they developed an understanding that at the base of the spine, that the 12, you know, in a pregnant mother, you know, while you're in the womb, there's a bioenergetic force field that the 12 lower vertebrae, like, are step down generators for the 12 constellations, and they set a bioenergetic blueprint from the very beginning of conception, where the single fertilized cells goes 2, 14, 16, 32, incredible stress, tension, release, with the whole, you know, basically history of evolution on the planet from a single fertilized cell to a full human being in 9 months, and the bioenergetic blueprint of the heavens are basically infused inside. And, of course, this is where Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese medicine brings in the astrology, you know, because it's all bioenergetic. And this is, you know, I mean, the three wise men were no dummies. The Christians know that, you know, the three wise men, the star and Jesus, but they won't touch astrology. It's coming on. I mean, it's just because quantum medicine has validated it and verified it in the terms that the quantum field and the bioenergetic laws and the language of energy, going back, you know, the whole history of from the Chinese acupuncture and the Ayurvedic medicine, and of course homeopathy in India was huge, and with astrology, I mean, they had thick manuals at the beginning of the 1900s, and that are still considered classics, you know, with homeopathy, understanding. And I've studied medical astrology on the side, and what I found is that in very difficult cases, it's uncanny. I studied with Eileen Naumann, who was integrated and was considered the number one medical astrologer in the United States. And it's just uncanny. And again, the body's holographic. It's all holistic integrated, you know, from the physical parts, like iridology with the eye and reflexology with the feet and palmistry with the hand and ear auricular, with the ear, the same whole body from every part, just like the DNA has the blueprint for the whole body from a single cell, you know. That every part of the body is a holographic representation of the whole, and energetically, it's just brilliant fields within fields within fields that all holographically, reflects back to, the creation and the creator, you might say.
Well, you know, that's a great lead into the understanding of the bioenergetics of the body that we can maybe tap into here before we run out of time. Because
please do, yeah.
I think this is something that has been my journey for a long time, and I actually started there with my teacher to understand the bioenergetics of the body first, having to do with the nadis, the channels, the chakras, how the electrical currents run through the system, what are the locks and blocks on it that come from what you talked about, from what you came in with here, some of the Eastern schools of understanding and consciousness training and the deeper aspects of what the body's capable of dealing with and handling, as well as what we bring in from the genetics and what we come in with the cellular blueprints and everything you just mentioned. We are at a time now where a lot of the ancient mystery schools and the understanding of these systems that were buried and hidden for long, long times because of different civilizations and turnovers, we're getting a chance to actually open these old texts and abilities to actually open up our bodies to this remembrance, which has all the answers in there. We have all the answers. You know, many people call them the God codes. Greg Braden and other people have talked about this. It's all there for us. The question is, are we willing and able to open up to them? And I'll tell you, the reason the name of our website and why we created Transforming Body Disease to Wellness and Happiness, because we now know from many of the researchers, especially the cutting-edge people, Bruce Lipton, and some of the great ones that are coming in from different countries, that happiness turns on these codes. And if you are happy, and I mean deep happiness, not an external gratification. I'm talking about deep awareness that you are true divinity in yourself, and you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you start getting to that place, and this is what we try to do with how we work with people individually, is that to get them to understand that, you know, you've got all the answers there. We're facilitators to show you where maybe you've gotten off on a cul-de-sac somewhere here, or you got a misunderstanding, or you never had exposure to the fact that you can basically, everything you need to do for your body, you can do it yourself. And we're just help here. We're guides, you know. Many of us, all of us, we're guides. Point you in directions where you just haven't had the complete understanding, or you haven't had the exposure. And when you get to the place where you start working with the bioelectrical system of the body, and you start looking at, you are just this magnificent beingness, and the body is just sort of the container for this. Then it really gets fun, because then you can start exploring back what the ancients have always been telling us and have tried to point us towards, and some of them have made it through and have completely freed themselves out from this crazy world and are free, but are here also to help us, and some of them have stayed behind to show us the way. And now this entire world that we're living in that is changing by the minute, and what the ancients had suggested a long time ago, they wrote about this time, is that we are the ones that can walk between these worlds from the unknown to the known, meaning that we can walk from the forgetting of who we truly are as divine beings to literally walking into what you'd call eternal beings in terms of the body following your awareness. And when you start living from that perspective, and we also have this understanding too, and my partner works a lot with this in the non-dual understanding of consciousness, and it changes the game, because you're no longer looking at your own emotional issues, stories, your victimness, your past, because the body is always present and has these codes that are just waiting
to get turned on.
Yeah.
The codes. I think about Norman Cousins, Candid Camera, how he cured himself with cancer by watching those the movies from Candid Camera and just laughing. He called it laugh therapy.
Laughing.
And he cured his cancer basically by just being happy and joyful, and it, the body. And of course, I've heard many experts say that that work with cancer that sometimes one of the things that causes cancer, of course, the anxiety, negative energy in general, but basically it's just, a cynical, negative attitude. And, of course, if you watch TV and watch the news, you can get that pretty fast.
Well, and, of course, your diet and your your stress levels. And you know, some people do have a genetic predisposition towards cancer,
as
we know. But we also are knowing, you and I both know, that there are many people out in this world and people we know that are healing cancer every day.
Yeah,
and it's not from traditional medicine, and it's not coming from chemo and radiation. It's coming from many of these ancient understandings, and then ingenuity with what people are able to adapt to now in this reality. Because, you know, some of the systems of the old in the past, we're not dealing with the kinds of frequencies and systems of energy flowing into this planet. So we're kind of in a new paradigm in a way, and we have to adapt to that, and then we have to adjust what we know with what is wanting to show us every given day within our bodies and within our consciousness. This is where people get trapped, because they live in the past or they live in the future.
Or they're not fully present in the present.
Yeah. and if you're present, your body will give you the feedback it needs. And if you can't figure it out, that's when you call people like us, and we can help and show you that, well, have you looked at this? Have you understood that this may be what's going on in your body? There could be some deficiencies. There might be some things here that have been chronically plaguing you for years. You might be your enzyme production. You know, all of these very acts, you know, it's really simple, as you know, Christopher, when you boil it right down.
It really is.
Health,
and I've been networking with very numerous people like yourself, Lee, over the years, and more recently, I've been just, for some reason, it's just like I've been connecting with a lot more people like yourself who are doing this. One old-timer in this, 82 years old, Dr. R. Franklin, naturopath. He's the, you know, almost had cancer and recovered several times, you know, with natural methods. He was telling me that over the last, 25 years, he's worked with about 18,000, 20,000 people. And he says consistently, and there's another old-timer doing this, and he's got an internet presence, and I've been following his stuff and reading his stuff, and they're both saying the same thing. And that is, from 93 to 97% of cancers, even after people have had chemo and radiation, are getting full recovery, for, you know, on a five-week program, like a nine-week program another guy has. And they're both doing the basic same thing. They're cleaning up their colon. They're alkalizing the chemistry, you know, the pure water. And a combination of things. You know, minerals are extremely important. They're doing other things that naturopaths all across the country are doing. And they're common sense things once you know about them, you know, and it just makes sense.
Right.
And of course, and to go past, you know, to get past the cynicism and just be happy with this, I'll tell you what makes me happy is understanding this bioenergetic thing with the Trinfinity 8. I just got it yesterday. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet. I've been at the office. It's back at the house. And, I mean, you know, the Trinfinity 8 with Dr. Kathy Forty, who those who are listening or listened to the show here a few months ago with her on the Trinfinity 8 and the fractal bioenergetics of the body. I'm going to be getting into that. I'm really excited about that. I mean, that's got my happy bone going. But
You know, these are the kinds of things that drives awareness and consciousness forward, to see how we can actually live longer, live happier, and live healthier. And it is a process of elimination of the things that you are not helping in that regard with your life and your habits and your lifestyle. And for what I've experienced in myself and my journey along these many years of exploration, what we're in now, and I'm really, you know, I really say this with excitement, we're in for the most challenging times on this planet because of what we're experiencing internally and externally. And we also have the greatest potential to go and see things happen, not only with our body, but with this entire planet, everyone on it. And with the influences coming from all different realms that are, you know, forcing this game, because I see all of this as a big game, into a place where we either open up and explore and are willing to adapt to anything that's being thrown at us, and that we can actually embrace it and still allow, almost like you're witnessing it without getting too involved with the actual actions of it, so that you can keep your center and you can keep your focus. And your body is your greatest greatest teacher right now. If it's telling you this or that, and if you need to give it attention, and if you need to throw minerals in there, or if you don't know what it is and you need to reach out to somebody, this is the time more than ever before that we have the greatest potential to take this leap in human consciousness. And our bodies, as you know, are built to live 900 to 1,000 years.
900 to 1,000 years. I really believe that. I get really excited
about it. Well, that's
been
mapped out. It's already been talked about.
I believe
scientific
that.
Pharmaceuticals. Yeah. But,
and
you know,
there's
lucky
some people,
if we live 100 years.
There are some people, you know, that have lived, you know, 100, and I mean, it's well documented in different areas where they have the pure food, pure water, and get the royal jelly out of the beehives, you know, the Swedish pollen extract, you know, the Hunzikas and the Vivekandas and different isolated civilizations, and the beekeepers and their friends, you know, in these villages who are getting that royal jelly, you know.
They
and
know.
Honey,
they've always they, known.
Yeah, and they're and but it's an interesting thing with civilization right now. The same thing's going on with a lot of individuals, and that is as they get into more health building things, civilization is it, you know, all the health building opportunity, it challenges all the forces that really have a vested interest in the creation and management of disease. And it's the same thing with the body. You, when you get like the Swedish pollen extract that I know that that I work with and you work with, that when you build the immune system and basically the light body, you know, because it's the mitochondria, the cells, and the energy body, and the vital life force of the body, and the immune system, the endocrine system, and as you build that up, then the body will naturally, then sooner or later, have enough vital force to start throwing toxins off on a cellular level and do a detox, and then people might get, you know, cold-like or flu-like symptoms because they're burning off the toxins that they're eliminating. And some people will stop saying it and say, well, this is making me sick. But no, it's making them well. They're having a healing a crisis. In other words, they're eliminating toxins, cleaning up their biological terrain, getting rid of those the drug toxicity that was the side effect that went into the body when they suppressed the last disease because they didn't have a good healing cleanse, and they pushed that. Those chemicals just kind of suppress the toxic elimination on a cellular level. So it's the same things going on in civilization as a whole. There's an enlightenment process going on with the internet. I mean, the internet has been a phenomenal acceleration of consciousness and an awakening to all these different possibilities and potentialities that are just manifesting. It's like there's an acceleration of awakening to opportunity. I mean, we have golden age opportunity, and I could, you know, the full spectrum of stuff that's coming out. To me, that's my joy and excitement is just kind of surfing, you know, the linking the light of all, you know, all the stuff that's coming out in this regard.
Well, you know, and there's some great things that are also taking place within the scientific discoveries of these natural products that have been in nature forever. And because we're living in such an advanced society now, you know, this would have been hard to get these kinds of products years ago, or you know, because you had to live in the jungles or you had to live in certain regions in the world, the Hunzas, you know, up in near the Himalayas, and they lived, their average lifetime's 125 to 150 years old, and it was pure water, it was very clean food, and it was good, hard life. You know, they moved. They were always moving. And they did lots of studies. This was one of the first studies they did back in the 70s. The question was, how come they lived longer than everyone else? Well, they didn't have outside crazy influences. They weren't involved with television and the media. They didn't have huge governmental issues, and they were living a very clean, pure life. Well, we aren't in that environment today. We're living in a very complex and crazy world. But we still have the ability with some of these products, like you mentioned, Prescript Assist, which is, I think, one of the best probiotics I've ever seen anywhere.
Yeah.
And in fact, you're the one that told me about this, and I'm offering this to many of my clients, and we're having tremendous results. And also several other products that are on the website, including the Organic Swedish World Jelly Bee Pollen Extract, which has been a tremendous support for the immune system, and it's such a simple thing to do. So it's finding the right combinations and getting the highest quality, I think, nutraceuticals that we have been researching and put on our website. And I know you've been doing the same thing for years. In fact, we collaborate a lot. And I talk to other colleagues, what's the best thing out there for what we need to do for our body right now? And that's really what our website and our continual research we're going to offer on the website, and educational videos and webinars and conversations like we're having tonight, so that we can share this information with people to get them educated so that they can empower themselves to heal. I mean, that is the ultimate goal, and I think that's if we are doing nothing else, Christopher, I'm grateful I even have an opportunity to do this right now at this time.
Me too. And I'm kind of pushing out the envelope. This is my joy. I've really been at it with 4 holistic health centers, and with this working with the quantum field, Trinfinity 8. I'm going to be going back into practice again, I think. I'm going to, you know, come off the mountaintop, so to speak, and get in the trenches.
I've been in a mountaintop for 2 years doing nothing, and all of a sudden I was pushed out, and here I am back on the radio and back in business again. And I took 2 years off to go in and to investigate everything possible that I could offer back out to people, and really start collaborations with a lot of other people like yourself, because this is the time we need to collaborate and we need to share, because the bioenergetics of the body is the same thing what's happening on the planet. If you look at your body, and if you understand what's happening in your internal and your external light body, your physical body, your mental, your spiritual, your emotional body, all parts of these overlays, if you can understand that whatever you're experiencing yourself, the same thing's happening to every single human being and every living thing on this planet right now, and it's in tremendous flux. It's in tremendous change. Like I said a minute ago, the ancients told us this was the time this world and everything on it was going to change in a way that has never happened before. So we just have to be intelligent. We have to be collaborative. We have to be open. And most importantly, don't get caught up on all the day-to-day stuff. Turn off the TV, like you said. And, the Internet has been a huge, huge support for us to be able to come together and create this new neural network across the board in the entire world and share these things so that people have hope and they have a chance to find a way through their body issues and really start moving into the wellness and happiness codes. Because once we do that, with all this insanity out there that's going on right now, it will start just disappearing. It'll go away because light always, always overtakes darkness. That's just the way the game is. The divine, universal, absolute, whatever you want to call it, God, that's always been the plan, and it's never changed, and it never will, because, you know, we're just a part of that. And if we can, that's the whole awakening process. And from what I understand, it's awakening to your true self. And so paying attention to your body and doing the right things and supporting things that really allow you to love yourself. I mean, if we went that far, which is really the true story, then you get to love everyone else and you connect with people that want to love themselves and others. And that's the new world. That is the new world. It's not new. It's the oldest thing known to man.
There we go. More light, easier and faster. You know, keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Make it so. Well, Lee, I'm so grateful for you being on the show today. We have to do a wrap, and this has been phenomenal. I'm looking forward to more conversations like this, whether online or on the show again. We need to touch base every few months and do an upgrade of what we're both doing, because I'm really excited about this. I want to thank everyone for listening, and thank you so much, Lee. I'm grateful for having you on the show today.
Christopher, I look forward to our next chat.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy trails. We meet again. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.